This Minnesota Sports Report is brought to you by the Minnesota DNR, who remind you to be careful with any heat source that can cause a spark, especially when it's windy. Wildfire danger can increase quickly. Check fire danger at mndnr.gov.
Last night, Mizzou proved to be too much for the Golden Gopher men.
Dennis Gates holds the stop sign up. The crowd coming to its feet on this whiteout. Pretty well-behaved crowd. It was $2 beer night here tonight. Their team gets the win on Minnesota. The final 83, Missouri, 60, Minnesota.
Mike Grimm on the Gophers Radio Network. First loss of the season for the Gopher men. The Vikings, they're banged up coming off of Sunday's loss to Baltimore. That includes at the quarterback position.
J.J. McCarthy will have a little, bandage or coverage on the top of his hand. He hit it on a helmet at one point in the game, late in the game, and everything's checked out. Don't see that affecting really his week of preparation very much.
That's Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell. The Vikings host the Bears Sunday at noon from U.S. Bank Stadium. The Golden Gopher football team is at Oregon tomorrow night at 8. The Ducks are ranked 6th in the nation. Quite the challenge, says Gopher receiver Jalen Smith.
I think they're really athletic, one of the more athletic groups we face this year. It's just going to come down to technique, playing fast, and trusting your ability. They have a lot of young guys in the secondary, but they play like they're experienced. It's just, again, going out there, playing fast, using the technique that we're taught in practice. They're definitely talented. They're ranked for a reason. They're, in the position that they're in for a reason, but, compete at the end of the day. It's a man versus a man.
It's an 8 o'clock kick tomorrow from Eugene, Oregon. The Timberwolves are home tomorrow night against Sacramento, tipping off a four-game homestand. It begins against the Kings at Target Center. The Wild are home this weekend, starting on Saturday against the Ducks. Puck drops at 5 o'clock from St. Paul. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.